Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran is preparing to attack U.S. personnel and facilities in the Middle East so that America will drop sanctions on the Islamic Republic. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to give us further details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As the U.S.-Iranian tensions seem to mount, talk to me about this situation. Looks like it's getting hot.
Well, it is getting hot, and it's getting hot because the Iranians are feeling the pressure of renewed U.S. sanctions that have really seriously impacted their oil exports. So this is having a serious impact. The Iranians are worried, and they are seeking their best to strike out at U.S. interests to make us back off from the sanctions. It's not going to work. What happened here, and the reason that the United States is on alert and has pulled out non-essential personnel from Iraq, is that they had a tip-off from a defector. And the defector provided the U.S. with detailed intelligence on Iran's war plans, on their sabotage units, on their intention of hitting Americans in Iraq and elsewhere, that the Iranians, using their 100,000-man militia group in Iraq, are going to be stalking Americans in Iraq. So this is a really serious business. The Trump administration takes it seriously. And as we saw last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went to Baghdad to tell the Iraqi government that we're going to hold them responsible for the actions of those pro-Iranian Shiite militia groups.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the potential war in the Middle East between the United States and Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman made it very clear that Iran hates America and has done so for some 40 years since the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The United States imposed sanctions on Iran have caused the Islamic Republic to ratchet up their rhetoric against America and to consider attacking either head-on or through their proxies to attack the United States personnel and facilities in the Middle East. However, the driving force for Iran to go to war is actually their religious faith, Islam. Iran believes that if they start a worldwide conflict, the Mahdi, that's Arabic for Messiah, the Mahdi will come to earth and set up his false Messiah's kingdom, a caliphate. This scenario is taken directly from a truly biblical passage of Scripture in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, which mentions Persia. That's modern-day Iran. Today, we are standing on the sidelines watching this prophecy coming to pass. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...